Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew WK. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
Oh, madness.
What?
What? It's absolute what? Madness.
What?
What? Right to the floor.
All right. Sound check's over, gentlemen. We're back.
Wait, this is the world's greatest 30-minute sound check.
What's going on?
Can you dig it? That's Jack Race. He's back.
I was just
back.
Putting my pants back on. These aren't my pants. Whose pants are these?
Happens to me all the time.
Someone's got to wear the pants around here.
These don't fit.
That's Jack Race. He's back. And, of course, everybody's
he's back
favorite,
and he's beautiful. And he's proud.
Everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Rumba. Holy cow.
It smells so nice in the studio. I wish the only problem with radio is that you cannot smell the great smells of this show.
We're working on it. And I'm counting on our friends, the pornographers, to bring that technology to the people. I've always said when talkies become feelies, count on a pornographer to bring it
loads
to you.
Loads of surprises.
Oscar day today.
It's Oscar day.
And nobody working in Smell-O-Vision, a great disappointment.
Speaking of porn and smells, though, people who've been there for the filming of porn say the one thing that maybe isn't all that great sometimes is the smells in the room for the cameras.
Well, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. We are going to talk about not just the Oscars, though. We're going to talk about this year's Porn Awards, because I know Pete wants to know who gave the blowjob.
Who did? Everyone wants to know this.
Everyone wants to
know. What is this award? It's the blowjob what?
I think there's a blowjob of the year award. Some of the categories.
Is this giving or receiving? Who gets the award?
I don't know, because a lot of these Oscar-nominated films seem to blow, too. So
yeah, they
who's
do.
Who's going to get it? Yeah.
I'd like to be up for the person who enjoys the blowjob the most of the year.
Seem to blow. Let me tell you the categories for in the porn awards before the Oscars. There's obviously the movie of the year, and this includes best drama, best parody, best anthology as well, best performer. I don't know any of these porn stars. Mick Blue, this is 2016, won male performer of the year. Best new starlet, Bella Danger. I don't know these people. I'm way behind in my porn. I'm just not the fanboy I once was. Transsexual performer of the year. Let's hear it for Venus Lux.
All right.
Best actor, Tommy Pistol. But
Tommy Pistol.
More interesting to me is the names of
love them. One of my favorites
is the names of the films, of course, and we've talked about it on the show before. Rule 34, which means, of course, if it exists, there is pornography.
What did Bobby Pistol win again? Bob Pistol.
Of it. So
Robert Pistol.
Robert Pistol.
I'm always fascinated by the porn satires of the Oscar winners. So we're going to talk going back to My Bear Lady. That seems a little parochial, but
My Bear Lady.
You know what they've been doing with the porn satires? It's sort of like they do. It's like Batman, and it's like Batman XXX. They just call it, and it's a Batman.
Seem to do that porn titles like that anymore, do they?
It's not as funny as it once was. But I will say the recent Godfather XXX parody. It is Don Corleone. Corleone. Awesome. So credit for that.
I like Yank My Doodle, It's a Dandy.
Mike, I just have to...
One Flew Over the Cuckold's Nest.
That's very good. I have to interject. There's too much going on.
Oh, interject?
Yeah. Yes.
Sperms of Endearment?
I have to interject here.
You want less going on?
There's too much going on this weekend. I was informed that it was also International Talk Like Jim Backus Day.
It is, and I wish you were.
And it just so happens that our favorite bartender Aaron has made this old fashioned.
The old fashioned one.
Oh, it's beyond the old. It's so It's, I don't know, it's very good.
Bless him.
I'm glad you're enjoying that.
I am enjoying, well, I'm sorry.
But you're not talking like Jim Backus.
I'm not talking like,
I understand that.
Old fashioned.
I understand, according to my Facebook feed, anyway, that event took place specifically at the Mar-a-Lago Resort.
That's what they've said.
Jim Backus alleges that during all those Mr. Magoo episodes, that when he mumbles, he's swearing all the time.
I believe it.
like Motley the dog.
Yeah. who's at the awkward date table today?
Let's take a look at the table.
Let's set the scene for the home audience.
To the table.
We wish
you could be with us here.
More importantly, 1990 Best Picture, Dances with Wolves. The porn parody was Dances with Foxes. That's kind of lame. Right. I'm more into Driving Miss Daisy.
Probably
crazy.
Better than the movie, Dances with Wolves.
Dude.
Lord have mercy.
It's shocking. And we were going to mention, because we lost Bill Paxton this weekend.
I'm just learning this.
And
this is so weird.
Coming around to the Best Picture, he was in Titanic. I mean, also, of course, he's famous for being an alien.
He was in Apollo
13. My favorite Bill Paxton movie is this movie he made. He directed it and starred in it. I don't know if he wrote it or not, called Frailty, this really, really lovely horror movie.
I didn't see that.
Which
that
I highly recommend to all the Bill Paxton fans.
I'd like to see that.
Out in the audience. So I hate the fucking Oscars.
I hate
being reminded that there's an aristocracy in this country. Like, I really need to see a bunch of people in $200,000 dresses, you know, to make me
they
feel...
They get them for free.
To make
Don't
me
worry.
Feel worse. They have to give them back, I understand.
But aren't there a couple of, like, weirdo artists that make it through to the Oscars?
Well, name two.
I do think it was cool when Ryan Bingham got to play his little song. He played it at a club here in New York at the Rodeo Bar, and then a couple weeks later, he was in for an Oscar. It was that movie with Jeff Bridges, the songwritery movie. That movie was cool.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
I think that kind of went nowhere, though. It was kind of like my career.
Okay.
You kind of just playing
That's
the same
a good one.
Who here saw La La Land? Come on.
I have not seen... Okay, because okay,
which
of
already,
Netflix,
which already sounds like already sounds like a porn movie.
Well, did you see La La Land?
Ooh La La Land.
Did you see it, though?
Yes, I did.
And what did you think?
I thought it was okay. You know, I was sitting there, though. I was kind of thinking, I would have liked to have seen Bradley Cooper play the lead, as much as I like Ryan Gosling. You know, a lot of talent coming out of London these days.
Yeah, it does
London,
seem
Ontario. But...
I'd rather see
what would you rather
what
see
than Ryan? Where's Pete?
That's Bradley Cooper, man.
You really got it for Bradley.
Have you ever played London, Ontario?
Yes, me too.
I
have as well. And if I ever run into this is a joke that only Ryan Gosling or perhaps you will understand. I'm just going to run up to him, Ryan, and say, "Call the office," and then run away. Ryan Gosling will know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, it's a London, Ontario joke. Like it's like saying, meet me at the Guy Lombardo Bridge.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know, it's like you got to be from London to London, Ontario, that is.
London, Ontario.
I just want to remind
you. About the London,
Best Picture, 1994, Foreskin Gump.
Foreskin Gump.
Okay. And speaking of Bill Paxton, Titanic, the porn parody... was Titanic tits. You know, sometimes it's better not to be clever.
Yeah,
I just want to say,
but that's
sometimes,
not even clever.
Sometimes it's better not to, sometimes wasting too much time trying for a pun, it's just better to be juvenile.
Wasting time. Yeah. Wasting time, did I hear?
Yes. Wasting time. So you did see some of these movies.
I saw Captain Fantastic, which I was avoiding because I thought it was something like that Wally Cox spoof on superheroes or something.
I lost interest when I found out there was no Brown Dirt Cowboy.
No Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were talking
actually
about.
quite good, and I don't agree with the critic from the Guardian was very harsh, and he said the lead character was the hippie from the woods.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but
played
go
by
on.
Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah,
that he was a cross between Charles Manson and Captain Von Trapp. I thought that was too harsh.
But that also sounds interesting.
Yeah,
to me.
It sounds it makes it sound better.
Yeah.
It's a good movie, good film. And Moonlight, well, we saw Moonlight.
So you're just Mr. Oscar this year.
Look, Mikey gave me the assignment, and so I went and I watched a bunch of Oscar movies.
1999's Best Picture, American Booty.
American Booty.
That works.
You guys got your guitars in your hands. Why?
I don't know.
Well, this is apparently a variety show, and we're going to be doing some songs later on. Let me ask you something.
Later on.
It's almost over again.
What? Ask me.
I want to ask you two troubled troubadours that you are. You know, what do you think is, I mean, if you were accepting that dong-shaped golden statue tonight, would you take a moment to speak out? What do you think about the politics and
I think it's Hollywood, but you got...
I hope everyone opens their mouth and makes a statement and it's uses Hollywood. This platform to, like, to rail against, you know...
get interesting, right?
Whatever it's going to be very interesting.
I hope so. I'm afraid, you know, people are still afraid, though.
Well, is this Meryl Streep getting up to the mic this time?
When I was going back across, like, all these political statements, I was afraid, they're not that good, actually. I mean, Meryl Streep was good. That other guy from the Titanic said, oh, yeah, and climate change is really important. Michael Moore got booed for making an anti-Bush statement. Patricia Arquette was fantastic, demanding equal pay for women, but it was sort
in
of...
In which award are we talking now?
Any of the Academy
Awards. Golden Globes?
Golden Globes.
Golden Globes.
Which sounds like a porn award.
Yeah.
It's on. Hey, we got the clip set up, though. This is how it's done. This is how you make a political statement. Marlon Brando, 1972. Roll the tape.
Right.
The winner is...
That
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
I saw this. I watched it.
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando in The Godfather, Miss Shasheen Littlefeather.
Miss Littlefeather.
Miss Littlefeather.
That would be Don Corleone.
How long of a walk does she have to the mic, Mike?
Hello. My name is Shasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening.
In Hollywood,
and
they
has asked me to tell you in a very long speech,
image,
which I cannot share with you
Apaches,
presently
say,
because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award. And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry.
Ruffling of the feathers.
Yep, there's a deep get.
But.
Applause.
But.
Polite applause.
God, this is righteous.
It is. And I don't expect this time. Are our mics on at all? No.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee. Mm. I beg at this time that I have not intruded upon this evening, and that we will, in the future, our hearts and our understandings will meet with love and generosity. Thank you on behalf of...
You got a problem with that?
No, I'm saying it's very well put.
Yeah,
very well... Very gracious.
Nice, too.
Gracious and well put.
That's right. And,
at that point, shocking.
That's right.
And surprising, which is good.
Not as shocking and surprising as the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Now,
that's another thing.
I don't think, you know, many
shocking and surprising is that not only didn't win Best Picture for that year, but they didn't take away everybody else's Best Picture award for the entire history of the sport and just give them all to the Island of Dr. Moreau. Marlon Brando's clearly not as if to say finest moment would be an understatement.
No, Brando hits it right on the head then. Now, many of the Hollywood's famous Indians, like Frank Dacova, might have been a bit shocked.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't an Indian.
Did people? But, yeah, he was.
Charlton Heston.
Where was he from? He was like a guy from Queens,
Frank
wasn't
Dacova.
He?
I shouldn't say that. I have no idea.
No, I think he was a guy
Frank
from
Dacova,
Queens.
Frank Dacova, was he from the Bronx?
Chief J. Strongbow.
It was the Bronx.
Wait a second. Chief J, I think, is a sterling example.
what? Italian guy from the Bronx playing
professional wrestling's universal appeal.
Well, Charlton Heston, I mean, he's played in India. I love in Touch of Evil when they say, when Orson Welles says to Charlton Heston, "You don't look Mexican to me."
Oh, the fact is, he says that, but why not? That's I've met many Mexicans that do look like Charlton Heston. So
how many
frankly,
do you have a list? Are you keeping a list on the
no,
spot?
No, I've been to Mexico.
I'd like to remind
me,
you.
Sir, what's your name? Another
I'd like to remind Mexican you of 2013's like best Charlton picture, Heston? 12 Inches of Slave.
Ooh.
That sounds intriguing.
You guys got guitars.
Yeah, I'm trying to play
you
a song.
You guys got guitars.
All right, why don't you sing a song?
But it's got to be slow. We were going to do Moon River, but the fact is none of us know how to play it. So, whatever. So we're going to do a blues song, but nice and slow, boys, like a
David. Although that sweater looks like something from the Andy Williams collection.
Keep your hands out of my pockets. There's nothing there belongs to you. Keep your hands out of my pocket. There's nothing there belongs to you.
Turn around.
If you don't keep your hands out of my pocket, I'll have to call the police on you.
Oh.
When I heard about your racket, the first time I got to your town, you know I heard all about your racket, baby, the first time I arrived in your little town. Listen, if you just don't keep your hands out of my pockets, I'm gonna have to have you taken down.
While I drink my old fashioned, please.
Out of my pocket, please. There's nothing there belongs to you. If you just keep your hands out of my pocket, I'll have the judge to set you free. Oh, the studio audience.
All right, Arts and Seizure coming to you live from
such an excitable studio audience.
The awkward date table.
What's going on over there?
Anyway? I don't know. This one's trying to pick the burn spots off the crust. The other one's like
he's
doing social media.
Somebody.
Doing social media.
He's
I would say
this
it's not,
is a married couple. Folks.
It's not going well. All right, here
he's
we are.
Got a nice shirt.
Celebrating rule number 34, Dave. We're gonna take a quick break. We got a song.
Oscar,
we're gonna spin a little one of my favorite songs by the Troggs. I was trying to learn a song from a movie, and all I came up with is a clip about a movie. We'll be back in a second here on Arts and Seizure. Pizza Rambo, Jack Grace, I'm Mike Edison. Spin it, Dave. What's going on?
Uh-oh, what's happening?
What's going on? Reg Presley telling secret stories from beyond the trogs while this
Wait, is the mic back on?
I thought the mics were off for the whole show.
People around the world are listening.
Well, I hope Mel Gibson's listening, that anti-Semitic, racist, wife-beating...
No, he's not anti-Semitic anymore, you know? He's all good
now. You know, three strikes are out. You can't buy your way out of that. Yeah. I know, you know, he's back on the A-list, and he's been giving money to Jewish causes. He's been to a Seder. He's been to a Sabbath here and there.
Did he say that there was a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood?
Yeah. You think? So he's back. I want to ask you guys what you think about that. Because, this is not just about, like, Mel Gibson.
I'm
not going to go see this guy's movie. He's not getting another dime from me. That is over. And by the way, I think he is a fucking crazy good filmmaker. I mean, have you seen Apocalypto? I mean, that is very good. It's amazing. It's amazing. That's, the Mayan movie where, like 20,000 people speaking Mayan. Like, I don't know where he found that many people who speak an ancient language.
Right.
It's incredible. It's a massive accomplishment of filmmaking. Any way you look at it, it's like Cecil DeMille, like times like a million, and everyone's painted blue.
So you like that movie?
It's amazing. Braveheart's a great
movie. Have you seen any movies that are up for Oscars this year?
Braveheart is ridiculous.
I like Braveheart. You know what? I like him like playing Danny Glover in those Lethal Weapon movies. I think it's fine. A buddy movie, cop movie.
Get your hands off my son.
I actually really like Gary.
I like
Gary Busey in the first
Lethal
Weapon movie, right, is such a good heel. What's your name? It's not important. You may call me Mr. Joshua if you must. Gary Busey is at his finest. It was all downhill after that for him.
It was.
It was a straight line from that to the Celebrity Apprentice.
You actually think about Mel Gibson quite a bit.
Maybe too much.
I think he does. I think he's already talked about
a little too much. Huh?
Not as much as you think about Woody Allen, Jack.
I'm a big Woody Allen man. Yeah. I am.
Well,
is Woody up for anything this year?
Up for anything, yes. Yeah. His child bride.
The wrong question.
Innuendo.
Hey, it's a little creepy to me. Also, he hasn't made a funny movie in a long time.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't know which one.
He has made funny movies.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, please,
Midnight
lately?
In Paris is funny. You didn't see it. I watched them all. Some of them are bad.
TV thing he did?
It's just too creepy.
No.
The whole aura of, listen, me is batshit nuts too. There's a whole thing with her son and what he's saying. The whole thing is just so creepy. Something was so wrong in that house. And when you look back at the movies and all these young women, he's like this like ancient fucking Jew. I'm an ancient Jew as if, right? It's too icky poo, to use my favorite word, icky poo.
Yeah.
I'm not watching his movies. I'm done.
Pete, do you like Woody Allen?
You know what? Yeah. I like some of what he does, yeah.
Yeah.
Although I thought a lot of his movies, that when he sort of took the helm and in the early 70s, he made a whole bunch of movies whatever they were. I thought they were very thin, actually. And I went to see them all then. Yeah.
Very thin.
And I thought they were really pretty thin.
Bad jokes.
Is there one that comes to mind that you think is thin?
Actually, like a horrible movie like Casino Royale,
yeah,
he's great. His scenes in Casino Royale are absolutely great.
I think Casino Royale needs
hilarious.
To be revisited.
But no, it's horrible.
Peter
Sellers.
The movie
is
not good, but it's true. Woody himself was a funny guy just being a guy.
Right, there, he's good.
Well, he's still that guy in a movie like Sleeper, for instance. Like, he's still that funny sort of...
He's funny, but Sleeper is really thin.
It's very
slim. I thought Annie Hall was good.
Well, that's obviously...
That's a classic.
It's an adult movie.
Then you go through your Hannah and her sister's stage.
Oh, gosh.
No, Manhattan Murder Mystery is a good picture. I mean, there are some good movies. Annie Hall... In retrospect,
Manhattan.
It didn't give me this sort of like yuppie phobia I thought it would upon second watching.
His worst movie, for the record, since I've seen them all, is I think potentially Celebrity is the worst one.
Ooh.
There's a really thin phase
Watch
in the
that.
90s.
Did you see that piece of shit he made with Larry David?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't even remember. I just remember like...
that one's okay.
I felt like I felt like I'd been beaten up and someone took my lunch money after watching
that.
Wait, what's it called? Come on.
I don't know.
Warn the audience.
I can't even remember, but it's like...
Another bad one is Melinda and Melinda. That one's pretty forgettable.
The guy's had a string of unfunny movies, and I respect that. Like, he actually
Routine's getting tired.
A year
The British movies were good.
I like the work ethic.
Point, his ScarJo British movies are pretty good.
Oh, man. What are they eating at the day table?
Yeah, back to that, right?
Pizza. Where's the pizzas?
Is the straight margarita pie that they're having.
I don't think so. It's got some things on it.
Not from this angle.
Oh.
I see cheese, bread, and sauce. Do you see anything over there, Mike?
They're doing it.
They're pretty serious about it. And I'm saying they're a married couple, but they kind of, like, They seem to have similar.
I saw Moonlight.
Brother sister.
I saw Moonlight.
You saw Moonlight.
I saw Moonlight last night. I think it's a very good movie.
I saw Moonstruck for the first time like last night.
How did you see it last night? Did you rent it?
We actually rented it. We did not view the
illegal. Did you rent
illegal,
it?
Like, television,
like iTunes kind of thing, or
iTunes, whatever it is, Amazon, or something. But no, we didn't get like.
Didn't go to the video store.
When we were in Russia a long time ago, we watched Titanic from an illegally pirated Russian copy that was sent to like be judged by the Academy Awards or something.
Sure, it had the thing on it, the disclaimer and all that.
And it was amazing.
We're a bunch of New York hustlers. We're always getting screeners for these things. Course, everybody knows somebody. Yeah. I want to say about Titanic.
We're in the industry. Wait,
Mike's...
Wait, this story's going somewhere, though,
The story's too long. I'll tell.
All right, well, you give us the Cliff Note version.
The boat sinks.
Dude, I want to talk.
I was hoping that
that's exactly
every
time. I love Titanic.
I hated it.
I avoided it when it was happening because I had this idea that it was all, Bobby Soxers,
All that aside, did Jaws win any Academy Awards? Did Jaws win anything?
How many great films did not?
That's what I mean. Fargo.
Most of them would be the answer.
But I still get sad every time and hope that Quint doesn't get eaten by the shark.
I just want to tell you what the other movies were.
The great Robert Shaw.
The greatest Robert Shaw.
Unbelievable.
who I have a lot of stories about because I used to stay with his son.
Get out of here.
When I used to do the
Can you share us a Robert Shaw story?
We're not hunting for bluefish or tender gills, Zaremba.
Either he's very smart or he's very dumb. He's gone under the boat. I saw one eat a rocking chair once.
He's great in that movie.
We're going to need a longer show.
Did Robert Shaw get a supporting Oscar for that?
How could he not? But I don't think he did, and this is what's wrong with this stuff.
Well, what's wrong with it is Annie Hall was fighting for the same award against Star Wars.
That makes total sense.
I mean, I reject
Before
the premise.
Before we move
They're
on,
both science fiction.
I want a damn Robert Shaw story.
You're not getting it. Charlie
the Indiana.
Charlie Shaw and I were quite good friends because I used to stay at his apartment, and that was his dad.
Was he a drinker?
Yes. and many other things.
Right. Okay.
Oh, we hear a bell.
I want to talk about Titanic for a second.
Talk about Titanic.
Bill Paxton, who was his
great
talent.
Robert
Shaw wasn't in Titanic.
I was turned off by it so much.
No plot spoilers.
Well, that's the genius of it.
No plot spoiler. What happens
to Titanic? How hard must it be to sell a picture where you know the boat sinks? You know what's going to happen.
People at home might not know that. Don't say that.
They didn't know if their love would survive.
And at the time, I was like, oh, God, this stupid and insipid fucking song, right? I can't stand it. And all the little girls running to see Leonardo DiCaprio, who was really just at the beginning of his career at the time, could not act. Frankly,
terrible. Irish accent.
The movie is
embarrassing.
Filled with bad acting.
Embarrassed me.
That was bad.
Ham-fisted dialogue and a predictable ending. But if you can get by that, it's actually pretty good. Seriously, when I saw Titanic, if you don't cry, you must be made of stone. I've totally come around on Titanic.
I didn't cry. What can I say?
I didn't cry, but I do like watching the boat sink.
A Night to Remember
is probably a better movie. That's a money shot.
Game over, man. It's game over.
There's Bill Paxton.
Game over. Uh-oh. Yeah.
There's basically watching the boat sink and Saving Private Ryan, or Saving Private Ryan watching the D-Day thing, rather, at the beginning. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Then watching the boat sink in Titanic.
Right.
You can get away from the plot. Just watch that part of the movies.
Titanic was up against that year, just as, a point of reference.
In the porn, Mikey?
No, legit. Well, the full Monty.
Hey, what's the biggest budget porn movie?
The biggest budget porn movie. I don't know the answer.
Did they ever go like big and have like a big production?
There have been. In the 80s, there were some people were throwing some money at some
Caligula?
Of that stuff.
Caligula. Is probably right.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Yeah, and, we definitely need the ding for that.
That was
by our friends from Penthouse.
Bob Guccione. The greatest riches to rag story of all time, and a good opportunity to plug my book, Dirty, Dirty, Dirty.
I could have
tells the story because the guy financed the movie himself. With a suitcase, no one finances movies out of their ATM account.
Right.
And then basically, he was just throwing money at it, and then went in after hours to film like girl on girl scenes because he thought that was going to save it.
It was a terrible.
Absolute
movie.
Insanity.
I've never seen. I got to see this.
Peter O'Toole.
You think, and then you watch
Peter
it. And
O'Toole.
Whose porn name?
That's a porn name.
Is Peter O'Toole?
Peter O'Toole
is absolutely amazing in it, and
he's amazing in everything. Actually, he's quite good.
Yes.
Even when he's just like walking through,
he's amazing at nap. I would watch him nap.
Holy cow!
He's great in Stuntman, but that's.
And Malcolm McDowell. Let's not forget Malcolm McDowell either.
Okay.
And Caligula.
We're wrapping up our picks for the Oscars. People are going to win, and people are going to make speeches about Trump.
I don't care. I hope they make speeches about Trump. I hope that's the one good thing that could come.
You're going to get a lot
of this beauty pageant and self congratulatory award show. This industry,
it is reach around.
I mean, seriously, it's. I won't. Like I said, I won't watch it because I do not need to be reminded that I'm outside looking in. And you know, it's just. It's really. It's like sticking a thumb in my.
You're like little this. Anthony and the Imperials.
Well, am I really?
In closing, I'd like to say what an honor it is to work in this radio industry.
Oh, there you go. And one of the finest.
It's such a privilege that we get to work in this fine industry together.
Next time we're together, I am going to bring you both awards.
You know what? And on that note, I would like to say that I'm so happy to reach out to some of the finest people in the world, our audience.
Thank you. And thank you for listening.
This is a very
good answer. There we go. Michael.
I love it. We could
who
not
do you
do
want
it.
To congratulate?
Hey, old school.
Who are you congratulating, Mike?
We do.
Hey, we're old school show
producer?
Business here. And we don't thank the producer. We thank the audience. We thank all of you who are listening. And by the way, as much as I hate the Grammys, too, yeah. note the difference between the Oscars and the Grammys. Well,
I'm in a rock and roll band. Why would I watch that?
But watch it. When you watch the Oscars and they thank their agent or their producer, and watch the Grammys, they thank the fans. Oh. Okay? And to me, that's... I'm old school
the
about
Grammys
this.
The Grammys suck. Are the worst
that's
words
what I
ever.
Said, Mikey.
It is.
It's our audience.
No, it's
first of all, the Fleshtones have never been nominated for a Grammy.
Crime!
So that's why.
No, au contraire.
Oh, wait, really?
We were nominated for the liner notes for Hexbreaker, which I wrote in a drunken stupor once. It's about five lines. And yes, we were nominated. And this is a true story.
Yeah, that's.
Oh wait.
All right.
Okay, so let's hear it for Grammy right. Award
Grammy
nominated
liner note writer,
radio host Pete Zaremba.
There you go.
That's great.
All right.
Are you guys gonna play any music?
Jack Race, who's been on the road nonstop. Truly a troubled troubadour.
He's been sugar in the road. Baby.
Playing to dozens.
I was gonna try. I was trying
road.
To learn one of the best original Oscar songs. The only ones I can really cop the chords to is the Bob Dylan song.
Which one?
From the Wonder Boys. All right. Well, thanks to Dave. Thanks to everyone in Radio Land because we could. Well, we can't do it without our producer and engineer Dave. But we can't do it without you, the fans.
That's right.
I'd like to thank Mike's scriptwriter. I'd also like to thank his producer
and my fluffer
and his fluffer. Oh, for sure. Very important. And his wardrobe director. And I want to also thank Mike's, the team that.
Well, next year, clearly, you're going to be up
like
for
the
job of the year with that.
The MTA for Transportation Services to get us here.
All right.
The bird is.
Here we go. Thanks to our
Heritage
and Heritage Foods, our sponsors.
Heritage Foods.
Jack Race is going to sing us a song. We're out of here. We will see you soon. Come hell or high
water.
We will be back. We are the Resistance Arts and Seizures.
We're off like a Oscar night. Dress. Gown.
$200,000. Don't let that thing hit the floor.
Meryl refused to wear hers from Dior because they wouldn't pay her to wear it. They already made it.
Did you read that on the internet?
No, I read it on Women's Wear Daily.
Whoa. Which is real fake news.
Fake news from Women's Wear Daily.
I only trust the fashion press. At this point, seriously, Teenage Vogue is like the only source I believe.
We get it every month. Teenager, the world's oldest teenager.
Pizza Rumba. All right, we'll see you next week. Here's Jack Race taking us out.
What pizzas are we ordering here at Roberta's?
All of them?
I want one with meat on it.
You want one with meat?
I feel like a meat pizza today.
You look like a meat
pizza.
Today.
I am a meat pizza.
But Jack.
I know.
Are you going to play a song?
Here we go.
Hey, little lady, will you be nice to me? Gonna be good to you. Let's pretend we're in love and we'll see if it could ever come true. There are times when I feel so alive, but I need a little try. I don't mind, but I need a little try. And a coin and shaking all the windows. Neighbors seem to like it too. You're lying on the bed and you're telling me a lie. I really like its point of view. Never worry and I don't ask why, but I need a little try. I don't mind, but I need a little try. really hard to make me lonely. Oh, oh, somebody or nobody, just because you felt it doesn't mean it's true. When she told me the news, she had found another man. I bet he likes my Tempur-Pedic bed. It really wasn't part of the plan. Never worry and I don't ask why, but I need a little try, try, try. I don't mind, I don't mind, but I need a little try, try, try. Oh, oh, it's really hard to make me lonely. Oh, oh, somebody or nobody, just because you felt it doesn't mean it's true. Try, try, and try.
All right.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.